USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still concerned about migrant caravans headed through Mexico north towards the U.S. border. And he says rocks thrown by members of those caravans would be considered firearms by U.S. troops at the southern border. And last night he asks this question at a rally in Columbia, Missouri.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening. Does anybody think that just by accident that they're forming? Does anybody think?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are behind the caravan formations. The San Francisco 49ers again faced with one of their own taking a knee during the national anthem. This time, a cheerleader did it last night before their game against the Oakland Raiders. The controversial practice of taking a knee during the anthem to bring attention to issues started with then quarterback for the 49ers Colin Kaepernick in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
The Delaware Department of Justice is now investigating possible child sex abuse in the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington. Officials confirming late yesterday they've issued a subpoena for diocesan records spanning several decades. The DOJ is also looking for possible victims. Reports are President Trump is considering someone in particular to be the next United Nations ambassador. USA Radio's Robin Walensky tells us
President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the UN post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc to have his day in court today as the Florida man accused of mailing bombs to prominent Democrats around the nation is due in a courtroom in Miami for a pre-trial detention hearing. The judge could order the 56-year-old to be transferred to New York, where he's expected to be prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Google workers across the world staging an unprecedented walkout yesterday, protesting the company's treatment of women and how it's handled cases in which male executives were accused of harassment. This woman says,
we want to show them that we care, that we're paying attention, that we have higher expectations, that we want things to change, that we think they need to change.
The walkout took place at about 24 different offices around the world, including at Google's big offices in New York and San Francisco. The company has about 94,000 workers. More information being released surrounding the death of notorious Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger earlier this week. Federal law enforcement officials say the 89-year-old had been transferred to a West Virginia prison due to disciplinary issues at the prison he'd been in. It was at the new prison that he was then beaten to death just hours after arriving, Bulger serving a life sentence for his role in 11 murders at the time. And no charges are being filed against an unintended stowaway on a flight from Kansas City to Chicago a few days ago. It seems this baggage handler for Piedmont Airlines says he had gotten drunk while on the job and then took a nap in the plane's cargo hold, waking up in the Windy City. The hold was heated and pressurized, and the flight only took an hour, so he wasn't injured. He got sent back to Kansas City to face disciplinary action. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.